Okay. You've become a national celebrity and didn't know it.
No, I guess not. I wish I'd known.
Will you refresh our memory here? This is what, a fourplex out on Highway 248?
Yes, it is. And if I could just make sure that you did receive the package I faxed late Tuesday. There's a cover memo and then my expense records for the building for the last 3 years, which the main thing is the cover memo. Do you happen to have that,
Cindy,
in front of you?
Do we have that?
It's scanned.
Okay, here. Can you? We've got it up on the screen now. Can you enlarge that a little bit?
In a second.
They're still loading it. Just if you'd verbally just tell us, this is what, a fourplex? You've rented them all?
Yes, all the units are currently rented. But just to help me a little bit, how many are on the Board of Equalization?
There are five. There are three county commissioners and two of us that are civilians attached to it.
Just to kind of summarize, I've owned this building for a couple of years. I bought it as it was being constructed in September 06. It is for sale. I just talked to the real estate agent I'm using, and she emphasized for me, and this conversation was just a minute ago, she emphasized that the sale is really being held up because of the high property taxes. They've had several interested investors, and in this climate, if you can get anyone interested in an investment property, you're doing pretty well. I dropped the price. It's a third of what I paid. I dropped a third off of what I paid for the building. But I'm just trying to, and I don't want to belabor this point, but it's very important to me. The property taxes are so out of alignment with the value of the building that investors just won't go any further after they hear the property tax. So if you have my cover memo...
Now, the appraised property value on it is still less than you paid for the property. Isn't that correct?
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
It looks like to me it's based on an appraised value of $95,973.
And I didn't know that till Tuesday when I called. I've received no notice of a revaluation. It was much higher.
Well, now that's per unit. That's your total valuation.
No, I understand. And yes, that's less than what I paid for it. But currently, I have the building for sale for $260,000 and have received no offers.
$260,000 for the entire building?
The entire building. I've had it for sale since last August, starting in the upper threes. There are currently three other buildings in the development for sale identical to mine. They're for sale for, and I'm reading my own memo here, they're for sale one for $385 and one for $420 and then one in between.
Right.
So this is a development of approximately 30 fourplexes built by the same builder, the Royal Builder there in Branson. They're all out of Sycamore Ridge, just off 248. There are three other buildings for sale at prices ranging from $385,000 to $420,000. Nothing has moved. No buildings have sold out there in 2009, so I have no comparables to give you. I've had my building for sale since August, and I've dropped the price into the twos. I did that in the spring. I dropped it to $260,000 about 6 weeks ago, and no one is interested. They all scream at the property taxes.
Julie, there were two sales last year of buildings out there, one for $393,000 and another one for $417,000.
Yeah, I do have that in my cover memo, but in 2009, there's been absolutely
Well, our values have to be based upon January 1st of 2009, not what's happened since then.
Julian, when did you list this for sale at $260,000?
6 weeks ago. It was for sale in the 280s in March, and I can provide list price and dates for you if that helps, but I've steadily decreased the price.
I'm just wondering why. They've been rented. You've kept them rented, haven't you?
There's been a lot of turnover. Currently, the entire building is rented. But we have had significant property manager issues and significant tenant turnover. And I bought at the peak Who knew? There were not enough rentals in Branson in 06, and then all of a sudden a building boom started. So now there's tons of rentals. Rents have plummeted and expenses have gone up, and the property taxes don't reflect the fact that I can't sell the building for $260,000. I'd like to know what the support is for the $4,800 in taxes that I'm paying.
What we look at basically are properties around it and what they're valued at. We're not the taxing unit, you see. We try to evaluate and to equalize the values where one person is not paying too much more than somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll have to go back and look closely at these.
Julie, can you tell me what you're charging for rent?
Can I interrupt for
just
a moment?
Yes, yeah.
Julie, I just wanted you to know we're having some technical difficulties, so the board does not have in front of them the backup that you just faxed.
Sure.
We're trying to get some copies of that so they'll have it in front of them, but just so you know that.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that. The current rent, I've got that in front of me, sure. One unit is...
$525.
Another unit is...
$575?
Yes.
Okay.
And then $575. And I believe the fourth unit, and I apologize, that chart is incomplete. I believe the fourth unit is also $575. So I have had to steadily drop rent to keep the building full.
Okay, I think it's best, Julie. We've heard your statement now. We do have copies coming around that we can study of what you've sent in. We will discuss this and we'll get back to you by mail on what our decision is. Is there anything?
Can I ask a question
yes.
about your process? You said that you based the property, the valuation on one January 1st, 09 value.
That's correct.
That's by law what we have to set the taxes for 09 and 2010.
Anything that happens during 09 or 010 will be reassessed in the January 1st of 011.
Comparables are used as close to January 1 as possible to come up with a value for January 1st. But if there was a crash or downturn in the real estate market on January 10th, that difference wouldn't be seen on January 1. But you've got to take the sales comparables as close to the first as possible to determine that value best you can.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, the lack of activity, I can't prove a negative, I guess is what I'm saying. That because in 09, you won't consider sales figures from 09 or the lack thereof.
We're not allowed to, technically.
Well, I think that those that are close in time to January 1st from 09 may have some relevance.
So, if I understand it correctly, and I'm sorry, I don't know your process, the 2009 and 2010 sales will be reflected in the next valuation.
That's correct.
That's correct, yes.
And the next valuation will be, is that in 11, 2011?
January 1.
Of 2011. That's by state statute. That's not just us. That's the state dictates that we reevaluate the properties and reassess them on every odd numbered year on the first by the first of the month. So all sales coming in during 09 and 010 will be evaluated to set the new tax rate for 011. But the sales for the past 2 years of 07 and 08 is what we use to come up with the value of properties as of January 1st of 09. So that's why we have to look back and use the sales from 07 and 08 that we have on your properties and similar properties around you there in order to establish the value as of January 1st of this year.
Well, I do appreciate your description, and I think I understand where we are. Can I just ask one other question? With the new valuation of $18,000 per unit, can you tell me who would I talk to identify what the new property tax would be?
We can give you an estimate at the assessor's office, and we might be able to include that in your response back by the clerk. We might add a, but that is a total, just an estimate, because they don't set levies till September.
And who, anyone in the assessor's office might be able to help me?
We're seeing $911.50, a rough estimate, per unit.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
$911.50. Now, Julie, I have a question. It appears that your values went down. Is that correct?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
But there are commercial because you're renting them, and we have, looks like, made a mistake and put them on as residential.
Well, if it's month to month, it'd be residential.
I didn't know how they were classified. I'm sorry. I called Tuesday, I was told they were classified.
No, you're fine.
You're right. They're supposed to be residential.
Now, in other words, do you realize here, now your assessed valuation was lowered from $26,810 to $18,230. In other words,
I didn't know until Tuesday. Have written notices gone out? Because I did not receive that.
To decrease, we do not have to show notice, just in an increase area.
The only time you'd get a notice is an increase.
And you got a big decrease already.
You went down 33%.
It is a decrease, but the valuations are still out of whack with the market value.
Julie, I would like to make one note to this board that has been a major issue. You are one of the condos that did not go up. This reassessment cycle.
In fact, it went down appreciably.
Actually, $5 difference on appraisal. That's a rounding error by the computer. Or by the human that runs the computer. I'm sorry.
Could you say that again? Mine was one of the condominium units that what happened?
Went down.
Went down. There's been major issues here with this board, and that some went up.
Jim, I'm having a little trouble. To me, it says the assessed valuation last year was $26,810 and down to $18,230.
Correct.
Because
it went from commercial to residential.
Right.
Oh, is that the difference?
Right.
I did not know that.
But the actual change in
the
change in market value did not occur. You stayed the same. Like I say, it's been a major issue with this board on condominiums, and that you are one of those that did not change in value, did not increase.
But do I understand correctly that her taxes should be about a third less next year?
Right, possibly.
Your taxes should drop by about a third right now.
Depending on the evidence that...
No, just from last year, they went down already. They already got... They've been down, reduced 33%.
Okay. Because of the classification change.
Yeah, so her taxes will be less.
I thought he was talking about 2 years from now.
No.
See,
he did quote the right number, that $911.50 approximately.
If we sound confused, the thing is, most of the appeals that we get are people complaining of 30 or 40% increase in value. Yours has already gone down 33%.
No, I appreciate your perspective. I do, and you've been extremely clear. I think I understand. The drop wasn't because of valuations. The drop was because you changed the category from commercial to residential.
Yeah, that's the big difference.
And
is your units, have they been rented on a nightly basis or monthly?
No,
they've always been monthly.
No, they're always 6 months to 1 year leases. Usually 1 year leases.
One other question I had, I think in the second paragraph it says last August you'd listed the property in the upper 300s.
Uh-huh.
380, or do you remember what your upper 300 was?
No, I don't have that in front of me, but I could certainly get that. Can you tell me
the reason I asked the question, Julie, is... If I'm reading this right, we've got the units at 95,973, 96,000. And if you were in the upper 300s in August, I can see where they might have an argument that you were close to value before things started tumbling worse. It's a guess, I know.
One last thing. Do you have any idea of, say, by last December, by the end of the year, what price you were down to as far as your listing with the real estate agent?
I don't have that in front of me. I'm sorry. I could get that. I could get that very easily.
Who is your agent?
Changed agents. The new agent is Keller Williams. In town, it's Karen Gropes.
Okay. And the agency is what now?
Keller Williams.
Okay. Now, would it be all right with you, during our deliberations, if we wanted to go to that person and ask for that information about what it was listed at the time, is that all right with you?
Oh, absolutely. I would appreciate it. Because Karen, and she has a partner, Lynn Hill, in Springfield. Well, I think any agent can go in and see that the price drops. But they could explain to you that the impact of the high property taxes and what those have been on discouraging investors.
Well, but there's no question. I mean, this is, you were being charged more than you were supposed to be. But we will check into this and we'll get back to you then. I think
we. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Motion to deny.
This is market value. I agree. I can't third it.
Market value has remained the same. It's just that it was changed from commercial to residential.
Yeah.
Which will lower the taxes, but the market value, based on the evidence we have, is still the same. No matter what the prices are this year, we have to go back, and we have evidence of sales at the end of last year for that.
And the end of last year?
It's well, August.
July of last year was the last one.
May and July.
We're just, it's been a year since they've had a sale.
So what have you got to prove?
I don't know there was any different going up or down between January and now than there was down between last July and January.
Have you got any sales from 2009?
No, they don't show any sales from 2009.
Okay, so the only sales you have to compare them to are May and July of 2008. So there is no evidence other than those. Is there other evidence?
I don't have that sheet. What are those sales in 2008?
393 for a fourplex like hers.
Next page.
And we have it assessed at what? 95 at the units?
383,892.
So
I don't know. Here seems to be somebody who's making a real effort to get out. And not hanging on for, you know, high prices and saying, I got to get out.
So it sounds like a distressed seller. So I would say that's why the values are the values. That's why I'm looking at it. I mean, who else would walk away from $100,000, $150,000 loss on an investment?
With full rental.
Do
you see where she's from?
That's irrelevant.
It is investment property is what Keith was trying to say.
I understand, but it's irrelevant where she's from.
All right. Is there a...
He seconded. Dave seconded.
And they didn't second it. We deny the request that there's already been an adjustment because of the status or category.
No, because the market value is still the same.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 I've got to add that I don't know that I agree with the market value that you said, Dave. I think that's pretty good evidence that it's going down, but I don't think we've got any real proof to hang our hat on.
Well, I agree, but what the value is today is we're charged with the responsibility of January 1st, regretfully.
She evidently started last August trying to sell it for, let's say, $390 for a number. and she's still trying to sell it.
She's down to 260.
In July, and nearly a year she's been trying to sell it and keeps going down in price. It's not like she's, it's a distressed sale where she's got to sell it next month or she's going to lose something else.
Intuitively, we know something happened in the last half of last
Everybody
year that reflects prices, but we need some evidence in front of us.
That's one of those, if you wrote her value to previous 08 values, she wouldn't even have an argument and wouldn't even have an opportunity to be here because the sales are right on the money.
I don't... You know, I agree with you.
My only point is, I don't see the evidence except what Bob said for lowering it.
Yeah. And we can't base evidence on what something's on the market for or what somebody's willing to take.
You know, I would make a suggestion to the board. When you make your motions, you might want to include on evidence presented.
Well, that's all we rule on. It's not necessary, but
it would be very good to have it in the minutes that it was on the evidence.
We got a next from the phone call.
No, actually, there's someone here. Are they at the 10:30? Are you the Mizell?
Yes.
All right. Would you like to come up to the podium and present your case?
The main reason I'm contesting this is because there's no longer a garage with my unit. And I have some, I was deeded the garage, a quick claim deed, and it turns out that that wasn't legal with the condominium board, and the garage was actually platted to another unit that was never finished, and last summer it got finished, and so he asked for the garage back, and I have a paper.
So that was as of the end of the year, you didn't have it. So by January 1st of this year, you
I didn't have the garage. I decided not to fight it in court or anything, but they threatened to take me to court. And so,
James, you got any evidence?
I make a motion to remove the garage if it's not on our deed. We have a hard time keeping track of that stuff that don't show up in any quick claims from one day.
Is that your only complaint? Or?
Well, just I know that the unit below me sold for $140,000, I think, last year, but they had upgraded inside.
Right.
Granite countertops, new floors, new heating and air, which is I have a proposal to get mine done, and it's $6,000 because of the units are special. So they did a lot of upgrades, new water heater, and I haven't done any of that on the inside.
It appears the garage is assessed, appraised at $7,351 off the worksheet right there. So my motion would be to remove $7,351 off of the improvements line on BOE number 060217.
Second, lowering that total to?
I'll give you that number right here, 133,125 minus 7,351 equals 125,774 would be your total appraised value of your property. That's what that would be.
Right.
Okay.
Okay?
And that
you
was
seconded
that was a second, yes.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. You just lost a garage.
I know.
And the taxes.
It's probably more valuable than that.
And the taxes
are there. It really is.
You'll get mailed something
okay.
That shows the change.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'll make sure.
We'll put a concerted effort in trying to find that and getting on the correct parcel with the train to run
on. On those situations, we appreciate you coming in, and on those situations like that, I can't, James, did she just not make a phone call to you to get that taken off before the 1st or something?
I didn't call.
Okay, but I just wanted to make, I didn't understand how that happened, and he can't find everything that's on there unless it's brought forward, so a simple phone call, and I understand your litigation problem. Thank you.
Hey. Ken, how come 07 was 18 390? 1979.
That whole, when those condos went up.
Those went up a small percentage, not the 40 or 50 or 60 percent.
I think we had an assessment change in 08. It'd be the same as 07.
Have you ever heard of
Senator? Not here, we added one.
No, I was wondering.
You maybe added the garage back then.
This is.
It was built in 1995. It was $7,000.
No, didn't you say the garage just got finished or the condo just got finished?
I don't know the condo.
I see what you're saying. I don't know. I don't have an answer. So, are we going to try to make that one phone call?
Let me explain. As I said, there's been quite a bit of changes in the schedule today. Andrea Carrere did contact me just yesterday that Styron Law Firm is going to be representing them on this. And so I got the impression that they would be here to take her scheduled appointment, but evidently that was not correct.
Make a motion to reschedule.
So anyway, I'm assuming that'll have to be handled at another time. Yeah, we'll reschedule that one. And then as far as we've got those three White Mountain apartments, those have been rescheduled. So really there's nothing until 11:15 at this point. We've got a half hour. I do have a few things that I could bring, just some classification changes.
Could we try to make the phone calls from the 1 and the 115?
We got 11:32, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we want to try to get the phone calls knocked out, they'll take it early.
You get the 11:30 knocked out.
But then again, also, this afternoon, we've got Russ Chenwork, and I know he's kind of, he's not positive he's going to be able to be here exactly at those times. I spoke to him this morning, and he's
Russ,
he's not sure. So.
But if we could get 11:30 knocked out, and maybe 1 and 1:15, it would give a longer break if we wanted one.
Okay.
I've got an explanation for Chuck's comment.
Figured.
The first printing is an 06 value at a 190 index, which is 05's value. The next printing we got is a 08 value that went to the 202 in 07. And then the next printing would be the 09 value. So every reassessment cycle it went up, even though some of these are showing dates of even numbered years, it didn't go up in the even numbered year that I can see.
Not like it's looking here, you're saying?
No, it's okay. Not, nothing like it's looking.
Is that the Mizell that's been here around here all? Is that
yes.
Marsha and them?
I would assume it is.
Sure. Who are they, you mean? Meredith and John?
She has been an international opera singer.
I
retired from that.
I went to school with her daughter that passed away. That's the reason I was on the estimate.
Meredith is the choir director over at First Pres in Branson.
We're on the air, and I just wanted to, I didn't know whether the
passed away. This lady's sister,
Marshall.
I know Meredith. I'm double
checking. What was her mother?
I was going to ask her. No,
her mother.
Her sister was a professional dancer.
This lady sings.
This one here that you're saying on Groves and Carrier.
I'd like to have said something to her. Visited,
yes.
I haven't seen her since.
We're not handling that because we have to wait for it from Harry Styler.
So do we want to try to make a phone call, the 11:30 or not?
Timothy?
We can, but I'm not sure of the purpose of that. Since we've got someone coming in at 11:45, we can't, and they're a walk-in. But
how about 1 o'clock? Want to try that?
You can call the 1 o'clock now?
Yeah.
Okay.
See if they're available.
All right.
That just helps the break.
All right.
In case 11:45 goes long.
Cindy, we either like to stay way behind or way ahead.
We want to keep you guessing. We don't want you to get comfortable.
Yeah, gotta be flexible.
Which way?
You know this lady, Cockrell.
It's getting big.
She's down in your neighborhood.
Hmm?
This lady's down in your neighborhood.
Which one's that?
That was right across the door of Michael's.
What's the number on that?
7B Magnolia.
No. I mean, what's the number on the...
128.
This one's got a case on it. One of those back here on Magnolia. That's
okay.
That's assessed the same value as mine is, and I've got to let you.
It's a new parcel, and it needs to be added to the 2009 tax book.
But look at the jump.
While you're looking at that, I have a few here where there's a copy of the letter here saying that they are not in the nightly rental program. So what we're wanting to do here is change all these people from commercial to residential.
I'll call you back from the BOE.
And these are not in your book, but I do have BOE numbers.
Where are they now and what?
They're all over the county.
And James is saying they need to be changed?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a motion for the following BOE numbers to be changed from the nightly rental commercial classification to residential.
Okay. And BOE numbers are?
070004, 070005, 070006, 07007, 07008, 07009, 070010. 070012, 070013, 070014, 070015, 070016.
Did you leave out 011?
Yes.
Okay. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of them.
That's my motion.
It was seconded by Chuck.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you.
I've got a question. One of those numbers is the number that you give up here, isn't it?
No, these are all 07 numbers.
No, those are 6 numbers.
And those are 6 numbers. We started a new month, and now so all of our new numbers are level 7.
Okay, but... Are you just removing that so I couldn't see it, or what? What's
that? That was funny. That was funny, though.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Jim said, you're causing some trouble here. I'm just going to take that string.
I was looking for the 07.
All right. But the number that you read off of the numbers, as you go to the 07... I thought you read exactly that number off.
She read the BOE number.
Six numbers up here, Dan.
Well, no, that one that's...
All of them's 06 numbers.
See, you're reading the property
number
rather than BOE number.
BOE.
Okay. Right, I'm sorry then.
Can you just read off, just quickly,
what... It is kind of odd that it's 7007.
Well, that's what I mean, whenever you...
That's your property name.
That was a phone call.
Don't have to, just so I get an idea. You don't have...
I'm easy confused today.
That's just like a corporation.
I mean, you kill a horse.
You know, hold on, something to ask.
Majestic at Table Rock Condominium. This is, this one, I just have a parcel number. On these, they don't give a description on some of these.
But it doesn't even tell you what subdivision?
Fall Creek.
Fall Creek?
Here's Wildwood Drive. Here's Fall Creek Trail. Fall Creek Condo again, Fall Creek Condo. These are Fall Creek Condo. These are...
Now that's one that, now have all these been verified?
Yes.
Because...
I have a letter here.
They can have a, in there they can have a nightly rental right next door to one that doesn't, and so on. It's just a mishmash.
I would like the board to, here, you got that all took care of, Sam?
Yeah.
060372, you don't have, but it's Branson Hills Development Company, LLC. It's up in Branson Hills, and it's a parcel that needed to be added in 09. We put a value of $18,800. It's kind of an irregular lot up there. Possibly something that should have been green space or whatever, but not at this point. It's not labeled as that. It's just a new lot added to Branson Hills Development Company, and we need to add a value.
No one's claimed any exemption or anything, and it's just
and
an LLC.
And we will send them notice.
All right.
And it's 06.
That's up there with those $110,000 lots?
Yeah, 060372. I do not know that.
Just found the deed or something like that?
Yeah, him and him has found it to run it on and create the parcel number.
Motion to add on?
Is that
a motion to add on per request of assessor?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
It's aye. Just a mapping situation. Did we send him notice?
Now you tried to call
us. You've got to send him notice now.
You've got to send him notice now.
Dora Meineke.
Okay.
Or Michael.
So the notice that we are going to send out would be their notice, wouldn't it? I mean,
but it should say 0 to 8.
Yeah, it will.
Okay. That'll serve as notice.
But they still have the opportunity to call in when they get it, right? If something's wrong.
And that's till the 31st, right?
They have to apply by the 13th?
No, if they get notice now, you might want to give them some additional time. They'll probably be entitled to it.
Well, the reason I said the 31st is that because that's the end of the BOE.
Okay, and then...
Am I right, Bob?
Well, it would be a good idea to put in the notice that they have until the 31st to appeal. That would be... Or some other date. I mean, you need to give them a reasonable date to appeal by.
Right, but that's the reason I'm giving them a full month almost. Is that all right? I mean,
oh, I like that.
That'd be
great.
Fine. That'd be fine.
All right.
I'm glad you liked it.
I have a group here. I have a group here of tax code changes, so it's not going to change the value any. But
just where it goes.
The assessor has brought these, saying that these need to have a new tax code.
Do you have to do it individually, or can we just?
I will read the numbers to you if you'd like.
Is that how we need to do the motion?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
So my motion would be to change the tax code on the following BOE numbers.
I will second.
And let Ms. Cindy.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 060355, 060356, 060357, 060358, 060359, 060360.
060361. Now, did you try to get Ms. Michael? Mikey? Mike Lee?
I did. There was no answer.
No answer.
So is that all of those? Send it.
Yes.
Don't say that so positive.
Hang on now.
She's
yeah.
Getting a little snappy there. Just
no.
Hang
I'm
on
just,
there.
I'm trying to talk and think at the same time. This is how it works like
that. Don't feel like you're both by yourself.
We haven't given you any static for two or three days, and it's time.
It is done.
Who was it that was so nice to her the other day?
I was.
It would be me.
It
was me.
That was Gary Allman.
No, I was nice to her yesterday.
And I have one more here. This is just a error in the parcel number. There was a dash in this parcel number, not a dot. So the way I understand this, this would be a new parcel number that we need to add on to the 2009 tax book. And this is BOE number 060362.
I'll make that motion.
How much is the value? I'll second the motion.
$60 assessed value.
What was the number again? 06?
060362.
0362. All right.
Who gave the motion to approve the add-on?
The motion was Jim to add, and I second.
Chuck to second.
Dave, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Jim, aye.
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 Cindy, I've got a group that you've numbered.
Okay.
But you said you didn't want to mess with.
Yep. And I've got
I would ask that 060363, this is on a billboard that was double assessed. So,
what's the number again?
060363?
Yeah, I'm not sure what you have there, but we've done the double billboard one. Maybe you've got some old copies.
Sorry, we'll look through these.
Okay, but I do have these for sure.
She just wants hers done first.
No,
but I can already tell.
I feel like I think that you've got a hold of some old copies there. Okay. These are the ones you need to present.
Can you state your evidence, please?
That's the same one.
Podium.
Yeah, would you state the podium and then state your evidence?
O 060363. If we moved one billboard off that had been double assessed and made a new amount, the old amount was $27,150. It'll be abated to the new amount of $17,780 as a double assessed billboard.
You okay there, Cindy?
So what's the motion again? What's my motion? My motion is something with BOE number
06-0363.
Okay, that's the one.
What was this again?
To remove the double assessment.
On the billboard?
On the billboard.
Okay.
We're on that BOE number.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 060364. This is land only that we had to run a house on. Have these people been sent increase notices?
No.
We will check and make sure that happens.
So we're taking off the house?
No.
We're adding a house.
We're adding a house that was found by our IS department through the 911 systems that checks addressing. And it's supposed to have a house, and we went and found the house. So we're taking the land from $1,900 to the land and the house, assessed $18,850.
I move that 060364 be changed from land only to land and house at a value of $18,850.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right.
060365, if we have found a garage since the book closed and added it on, would raise the value from $4,020 to $6,230 by the addition of the new garage.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Got a new double-wide mobile home, 060366, land value 1920. Added double-wide to make the value go to 13,680.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
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 I don't know how this happened, but we've got an old mobile home out in Blue Ridge Estates, number 060367. Just been either left off or something, but we've run it back on as land value being 790. With the mobile home on, it went to 2710 assessed value.
So the value of the mobile home would be about $2,000?
$8,000? Wasn't it if assessed as two that raised
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Be 80.
It's GLW Enterprises, and I don't know who that even is.
How much is that? So I can keep that in my mind. It's 80.
The land and everything appraised for $14,266 once we added the mobile value.
I was trying to get the price of the mobile in my head there.
So move.
That is single or double wide?
Single wide.
So the mobile home's about?
It's an 84. I said really old, but it's an 84. Ain't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's eight. On cheap, too. We got it down to our lowest
grade of
mobile homes.
$10,090. Okay. We got a motion to who?
I made a motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Cindy,
yes, sir.
Did you say that this Brent Lambie had been rescheduled or something? We didn't call him at 10:45. 1045 White Mountain
yeah,
Apartments?
It's been rescheduled.
Hmm?
It's been rescheduled.
Rescheduled.
July 23rd. I got an add-on number 060368. The old assessment of land only, 1130. We added an add-on to a mobile home, see. Which brought it to 9,980.
That's it.
So move.
Second. Yay.
Aye.
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 Yeah,
aye.
060369.
I tell you what, she comes
back. We run a mobile home on. The land went from 1210 to the land in mobile at 3,070.
So moved.
Second. Aye.
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 Is that five ayes?
Yes.
060370. And I don't understand all I know about this. This has to be a really small house, 600 base area. The old was 1,020. We put this back on or on. At 2,620.
Hold it now, just a second here. We got
it wasn't totally finished. It's 50% done, and we went ahead and picked it back up.
Say what size that was again?
600 base area with an upstairs and at 1,080 altogether. And it is in Blue Ridge Estates also. We started seeing this house in 2000 and just decided pick it up in 2008 because they wasn't really finishing it up. We normally do that every 2 years.
like it in the past.
So moved.
Is there a second?
It's no bigger.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 One more time, 060371. We run on and added a double wide and garage out at, in the same area. And, map 20.
If you got time,
the old value went from 150. The new value.
Excuse me. Are you Mr. Furman?
$16,420 assessed.
So moved.
Second.
Attorney.
Aye.
Aye.
You guys want to take up a...
Cindy, are you... You've got these numbers.
Yeah, I got them.
Okay. And you want to take Mr. Sherwick's stuff now? That's the...
130.
Which ones you're going to... What, that? And then the 215? And the 215 that's...
We'll get rid of a bunch of them.
Gentlemen? Doctor?
Are you prepared to present the...
I'm prepared to talk. One of them we're going to withdraw, gentlemen. The Missouri Partners one. If we could show that withdrawn instead of overruled, I'd appreciate it.
Which one is that?
BOE number 60228. He's asking to withdraw versus...
We can just say we show it as withdrawn.
For Missouri Partners?
Yeah. I just don't want to show it as overruled or... denied or anything.
So. Correct.
I'll make a motion to withdraw. Our show is withdrawn.
228.
Yes, the BOE number 60228.
I'll second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Has been withdrawn.
Shown as withdrawn.
Okay, you're representing yourself.
I'm representing myself on my house and Zenith Properties of Missouri, Inc. on the two hotels.
Let's take your house first. That would be number 208. Give us time to get our big volumes.
You take all the time.
0207.
Hmm?
0207? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, my paper slipped. 207.
Okay, now the assessment stayed the same on this?
It's been increased since the last time around.
It didn't increase in January 1st of 2009.
It did.
It's the same as 2008.
Well, 2009 is a new assessment cycle, so it 2009 and 2010 is what I'm...
2007?
I mean, it's not gone up.
Since 08. Okay, I see what you're saying. I'm just contesting the current value of 143, whatever it may be. Correct. Correct.
Now, this is your home?
That's correct. If I may, gentlemen, I think the problems are mechanical in nature. The assessor, and I've talked to Mr. Strahan about this, the records show a base area of 1350 or something like that, and I've went out and measured and calculated. I spent 11 years as an appraiser with the State Tax Commission before I was an attorney, and I've measured thousands and thousands of residences and calculated square footage, and I've got an alternate theory here that I'd like to present. That shows a base area of 200 and some less than what the assessor has on the books. And I understand that the assessor will need to confirm that and probably send somebody out to the field, and that's fine with me. The only other argument is there are two houses directly across the street that have base areas of 400 square feet more than our residence, and they're on the books for less. Those two residences across the street back to a cul-de-sac, and our residence backs to an apartment building. And so I would argue that there's economic obsolescence that needs to be included in that value. And I'll present the
assessment data on the other two houses across the street.
And so we're asking for a value of 130 on the house today instead of the 143. So we're asking for a $13,000 appraised value adjustment.
Asking for what?
132.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's all on that one.
No, I would request that the POE let me have time to go out and measure and redo this because his numbers are different than mine, and that's what we generally have been doing in it.
Was it outside measurements?
Yeah.
And where's yours outside measurements?
Yes, that's correct. And I did it myself, and I calculated it myself.
Right.
Let's table this and direct the assessor.
I move to table this and go to the assessor for himself.
Second.
Aye.
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 That one
is 110, right?
But I've amended that to 130, Chuck. I'll verbally amend that to 130, please. I'm asking for an adjustment from 143 to 130.
And that's strictly off of the argument of the measurement? Or the
That's part of it.
Or the land value, too, because of the...
Because of the economic obsolescence. Our side of the street backs to Golden Oaks Apartments, which are in disrepair, and there's vehicles out there, and there's an easement, there's a City of Branson easement that floods and all that. Yeah, this is great.
Where is this Black Oak Estates now?
Right off of Bird Road, about halfway down Bird Road. And this is city here, and this is county, and this is a drainage easement here. This is my house. These houses right here are the ones that I submitted. These are both on the books for 141, and they back to a cul-de-sac area back here. Ours backs to this drainage easement, which has water, and there's flooding all along back here, and they also back to these apartments, which are in disrepair. So I would think, all things being equal, someone, number one, would rather have a house on this side of the street than this one. But these are also, if you believe my measurements, these have 400 square feet more of above ground base area than mine does, but they're on the books for less. These are you can even see from the roof, they're much bigger houses. This is the smallest house in the subdivision by far.
Now would you, okay, now. Assessed value there now, is that one of them that you're talking about?
Yes.
Assessed value is 26,840. Let's look at the other two. 26,840. And then his is what?
27,350. Okay, we have a tabling on this anyway, so we can look at this after we get back from the...
Thank you for that.
Okay, 0, 2, 10, and 11.
Okay.
Which one is first, the Four Seasons or the Fiddler's Inn?
Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons. Gentlemen, our argument on this is just basically limited to the income approach to value. There are appraisals by Kelly Trimble, who's a Missouri certified general appraiser, who are pending on both of these properties. Unfortunately, my clients decided to appeal at the last minute, and those appraisals are in process. They're not ready. I've spoken with the appraiser, and I've also got some detailed income and expense information, basically that shows no net income. And I'm sure you've heard by now that the income divided by rate is the value on the income approach to value. And if you have no net income, and these properties are bought and sold based on their ability to produce income, and this particular property, the Four Seasons Inn, is just in the red. And I've got an income statement, and I've also spoke to James about this, and I believe that
he knows as much about the
and I would jump in here, and of course, with these appraisals pending, I would ask this board deny Russ's request so we can get those appraisals done and get before the State Tax Commission on these complex properties.
And I would just ask that if the board denied, that they did so over my objection, and just show it for the record, and I imagine that's probably the way it needs to go.
I'll make a motion to do so upon and observe his objection.
Can I ask a question? So Kelly Trimble's doing the appraisal. But he's
correct.
Going to take the income approach.
Well, an appraiser has to take the market approach, the cost approach, and the income approach, and presumably marry those into a value indication that's within the range indicated by all three. The income approach on these hotels, as you all may know, tends to be lower.
Right.
Right.
And that's because of the decline in the tourism and the traffic and right. the functional and economic obsolescence attributable to the hotel and the and all that. These old mom and pop hotels just can't generate an income anymore.
But he's arguing his case right now. He doesn't have the appraisal, so he's asking that if you deny it, you do it over his objection. I think that was Danny's motion.
How soon would he have it?
Well, but that won't make a difference. I think we've denied other we've had another hotel with the income approach, and we've not taken there.
And Mr.
Shinno, it would be an official appraisal, though, with all three ways.
That it will be. It'll be certified general, ready to go to the state.
And Mr. Shenowick understands the process, and he understands that the SDC comes right down here, and he can walk into the room.
That's correct. And the first thing I told my client when he called is, you need an appraisal. And unfortunately, it wasn't ready by the time we're here to present evidence. So all I have is the income information today for the record.
Dave was asking, when would the appraisal be ready?
30 days.
So it'd be after the end of the year. That's what I was wondering, is if it could be tabled until we got those so we could look at it, but otherwise...
You can't hurry them up on that.
I probably could, Mr. Rose.
It'd be better to let them go to...
It'd be better, because we're not...
We're just going to be... All I'll do on my end is look at his appraisals. I'll pull an appraisal I got in on motel last year, so how much has changed on capitalization rate versus his expense list. I told him I'd be going through that, and I'll be applying a broad brush, as you say, cap rate to what he's got. I already see some stuff in here that's not allowable, but that's going to get into an argument with the state on what's allowable.
Well, and Mr. Strahan and I have been down this road six or seven times before, and what we've been able to do in some circumstances is go ahead and file our appeal with the State Tax Commission and then make a stipulation, you know, before it actually comes to a hearing. So that may happen.
Second. I'll second Danny's motion.
Did you repeat your motion?
Danny?
I denied upon the recommendation of the assessor with the objection of the client noted.
I second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Is that aye. What I said first?
Vote is 5-0.
Okay. Well, I like that second time though, Dan.
And saying it twice in a row.
I'll tell you, it's pretty good for a guy like me.
Now, this next one, gentlemen, is a Fiddler's Inn, and it's kind of the same situation as the first one with a pretty significant twist. That is that our arguments are that the improvements did not contribute to value, and history has borne that out because the improvements have been raised since the first of the year. And Mr. Strahan, I believe, is probably roughly aware of the demo cost on the other two hotels that have been raised on the Strip in the last year. I understand that the Ben's Wishing Well cost $150,000 to demolish, and the Thunderbird Inn cost $140,000 to demolish. The income statement shows a net operating loss. And it's our arguments that because the improvements were raised, that they didn't contribute anything to value. And what we're asking the board to do today, and I hope the board seriously considers this, is to take the assessor's existing value and just back off the demolition cost off the land value and reassess it for that amount. And the demolition cost, we're asking for $80,000. We're not asking for the $140,000 or the $150,000 that the other comparable motels cost to demolish. We're asking our actual cost of $80,000 to demolish and back that off of whatever the land value is. The parcel's vacant now.
Okay.
The appraised land is $254,000. You're saying take $80,000 off of that.
Off of the land value, correct.
And then take all the improvements off because obviously the building's not there anymore.
Correct.
It was in the process of being vacated before it got demoed before January 1st.
That's correct.
It's gone now.
It's gone.
Was it occupied on January 1st?
No.
No.
Yeah, but...
It was in disrepair. And
I know.
So Fiddler's Inn no longer exists.
Correct. It's flattened.
But I don't... But there's this a little question to me about a total amount of demolition cost... How that affects the land appraisal value. Yeah. That's something.
And I can address that, Dan, if you like.
Okay.
The highest and best use of the land is part of the appraiser's analysis, and that is they look at how much it's going to cost to go in and build something on that site. As the improvement stood, an investor would have to take into account the demolition cost as to what he would be willing to pay for the land. And so if we look at the site with the improvements on it, the value of the land is, or the value of the improvements is actually negative. You have to back that out of the land value because that's how much it costs just to maintain the new status quo of it being flattened. Does that make sense?
I understand that, but James, do you have a cost per foot in these in this area like you do on other hotels of commercial?
Look, everything along there is $350 and $4.
So does that coincide with what he's asking? That's where I'm coming from. I'm not big on the. I can see a partial. I can't see a total.
Do
you understand what I'm saying?
I think his argument is kind of like if you bought a piece of property and you had to put a bunch of fill in to make it flat to put a building on it. It wouldn't be worth as much as the flat piece of property next to it because you got to do something to it to make it buildable. And what he's saying is there was no value on the property attributable to this building, and it'd be like a hole that you had to fill in. You had to take this building off before you could build on it before it was buildable. That's essentially his argument, I think.
But that and Bob, that's correct. And the fact that the improvements, as indicated here, did not contribute any value. They were worthless. They weren't sold. They were destroyed.
There was no value to the improvements on January 1st because they eventually got torn
down.
How
much was this sold for, the whole?
It hasn't been sold.
No, it hasn't sold. It got demoed.
Well, it hadn't been sold.
No, it got raised.
I'm sure it's for sale, though.
But the building is now demolished. The land is sitting there.
Correct.
And available for purchase.
It's not on the market. I think they're examining their options.
Right, but
what are they going to ask for?
I have no idea. I honestly
based on
don't.
The value of land in that area,
yeah,
at $350 to $4 a square foot, that land figures out to about 64,125 square feet, roughly. At $4 a square foot, would be just about what it's assessed for.
And then you have to back out the cost of demolition. Is what we're arguing?
I disagree.
Okay.
I mean, the cost of demolition, you know, is.
It's a negative value. The improvements have a negative value. I mean, it's.
Well, but the land sitting there right now, whether you tore something down or not, the land's sitting there and it's worth X amount of dollars the way it is.
It's only worth X amount of dollars because of the money put in by the investor to raise the buildings. And if the Uniform Standards and Principles of Appraisal Practices have a whole section on negative land value, yeah, but that's kind of what I'm hanging my head
Dave,
on.
Dave, I don't have any problem with partial. This is what I tried to explain a while ago. If you got a piece of property, it's got a hole, and you needed to fill it in. But to take the full demolition cost, I can't go along with you on that, Russ. But I could see that if you had to improve $20,000 of it or something like that to make it bring the four.
Well, right.
I mean, your full demo is $150. You're only asking for partial.
No, our full demo is $80.
Demo is $80.
See, right. What I'm saying.
Or is it leveled off?
No, there's still debris there. I mean, it's still going to take some dressing up before you
Right. What I'm saying is that the Ben's Wishing Well cost $150 to demolish, based on what the appraisers are telling me. The Thunderbird cost $140,000 to demolish. We're asking for $80,000 because we believe when all shakes out, that's what our clients' costs are going to be to demolish. So I'm not coming in here saying we want the same demolition cost that it cost them. I'm tempering that more to reality.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
James has got a three. What'd you say? 365. What'd you say on the
a square foot?
Square 350 a square foot. Now, if it was in,
I show $4 a square foot. Okay.
Huh?
If we got a new printout.
This is a new printout.
What's the square footage you got?
72,745.
Oh, it's even higher. I'd figured roughly 64,000. So it's 72,000 square feet.
But again, what we're talking about is the valuation date of January 1 of 09. As it's set of January 1 of 09, there is $80,000 that had to be backed out of that land value before the land could be sold.
I understand.
I know.
I'm agreeing with part of what you're
the
saying.
The principle, but not the amount.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about, what now? What were you going to say? I was going to make a motion, just take a stab at it.
All right.
Because I'll probably make an enemy here. I'll make a motion that we remove the improvements and reduce the appraised land value to $200,000 even.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'd second it.
Okay, you second that? Okay.
We even arrived at the same figures in our head.
I was going to go 40, and that would have been 214, but that's how I'll...
You'll be... Okay, so motion and second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 David?
It's an aye? Okay.
Well, what?
And then he'd have...
You abstain or what?
Said
oh, you said aye. Okay, five to nothing then, to reduce the appraised land value to $200,000 and remove the improvements.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You can appeal that to the state, too.
Right. Yeah, you can appeal that to the state.
You can appeal anything. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, guys.
That's where I was going.
Is that all you had for this afternoon?
Yes, sir. We're done.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was going to represent. Was he going to represent this person?
No.
Okay. Yeah, he's done.
Okay, the 11:15, that is a phone conference.
Okay.
We've got Vinny Stottle here.
Yeah. I'm last for a 5-minute recess, or for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or something.
I'll second that.
Okay, 5-minute recess.
Hello.
Yes. Let's see now.
Okay, leave.
Are you